This is a special presentation of WSIU and the Radio Players.
Capo Vincenzo's crew is at it again. On the high seas this time. More than a cruise for his health, you can bet. Some gain is to be made on this voyage. Vince's nemesis Luigi aboard is sure to tip off that there's a score for one of these gents. One shudders to think what second prize might be. Keep a steady pair of sea legs and an eye out for palookas with bazookas. But first, let's meet the cast of Wetworks.
I'm Peg Falcone. I'll be the narrator.
I'm Christopher Ruthundi. I will be Tony and Margaret.
I'm Kevin Ruthundi. I'll be Noodles.
I'm Steve Falcone. I'll be Capo Vincenzo.
I'm Eric Billingsley. I'll be Enrico Annunzio.
I'm Aubriana Noel Ruthundi Olson, and I will be LaDonna Sabato.
I'm Elizabeth Donahue, and I'll be Nona.
Wetwork. A radio play by Steve Falcone. Scene 1. Even as the cruise liner cuts through the pea soup fog into the slap of sea before it, the last tinkle of a piano is heard from the bandstand as the last revelers stumble in search of their staterooms. Night is wrapped in a silent shroud. But for two beefy men lowering a coffin over the side. Tony, smaller of the thugs, speaks.
Should we maybe say a prayer, some words to send him off?
Noodles, the larger hood, speaks.
Sure thing. Arrivederci, stronzo.
Scene 2. Dawn has risen to scatter the mists, and deck chairs are already filling up with loungers eager to inhale that salt air. Toward the stern, a large man sits alone, bundled up in a camel hair coat, fedora over his eyes, and shades. The puff of his stogie emits smoke into the wind. He is covered by a lap robe as a yappy dog bounces on the big man's lap.
Yo, Buster!
Dog quiets. Goons approach.
You take care of that thing?
Yeah, boss. All done.
Capo Vincenzo nods.
Bene. Keep your eyes peeled. This ain't over.
Si, boss.
There's still a couple of jamokes on this tub needs wasted before they gets too close. Capiche?
Si, capo mio. And they got no shot with me on the job.
A silencer sounds, and Tony drops to the deck. The dog yaps. Capo Vincenzo ducks and grabs the dog.
Benito, silencio.
Noodles rushes in, gun drawn.
Put up that pistol. Toss Tony overboard. You want help?
Nah, boss. I got it.
Lift with your legs. Little prayer, maybe?
Si. Nomine patris et filii.
Loses hold. Splash.
Amen. What I tell his mama?
As little as possible. Go check the poop deck. I got a feeling.
Do I got it, boss?
What's the matter for you? It's just a word. Grow a pair.
Si, boss.
Keep both eyes peeled for Nunzio.
I'll blow that rattle down deep where the fish is where it belongs.
Capo Vincenzo, finger to lips.
Quietly. Use a silencer. Drop the body off the stern. Less ears to hear.
At the back of this tub, no?
Yeah, genius. Take Enrico with you. Yeah. Nunzio seldom works alone.
Noodles flaps his arms, makes chicken squawking sounds.
Basta! Bring back good news. Leave the stiff.
Scene 3. Noodles and Enrico share a smoke break as they wait to sweep the poop deck.
Hey, don't the boss look like he's getting smaller?
Yeah, hunkered down in that chair with the hat pulled low and that lap robe up around his chin. Who wouldn't look smaller?
You.
Well, I'm big boned.
I hear he's taking this cruise for his health.
With Luigi Big Lips Calvino on his ass, that's a given.
Didn't them two used to be close?
Oh, they was Goombas until,
Turf War?
Nah.
Scarol?
Nah.
So what then?
On cue, LaDonna Sabata strolls on deck with more sway than all the waves below.
Madonna mia!
Noodles puts finger to nose.
Ecco qua.
Scene 4. The Italian bombshell wriggles her way to Capo Vincenzo, who seems to sink deeper into his chair until LaDonna is inches away and cannot be ignored.
Yo, Vinny, so good to see ya!
Capo Vincenzo squirms.
LaDonna.
What's with LaDonna? No Donnie baby, no bacio?
Let's not get up. I ain't feeling so hot. This cruise is for my health.
Coughs into his hand.
Oh, jeez, huh? That's too bad. Hey, you, me, and Luigi on the same tub. What's the odds?
Yappy little Benito pops out from under the lap robe to greet LaDonna.
Oh, Benny, my little sweetie. Come give Mama a pajone.
Dog licks her face.
You two was always a love fest.
Small but mighty. He could maybe be the reincarnation of Mussolini. Gotta go. Luigi's on his way to see his Nona. Poor thing's got the shingles all over her.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, he's gonna get her the best medical doctor.
Oh, certo.
It was great seeing you, Vin. Nunzio's with us. We don't go nowhere without him, Luigi's right hand.
A zing is heard from the stern, then a splash.
There he is! Yo, Nunz!
Torpedo waves gun hand.
Oh, what a sweetheart!
Scene 5. Fog has rolled in on the torpedoes, edging their way around the stern, angling for a shot at one another. Turf tussles atop bottomless depths. A lean figure emerges from the mist, 22 pistol with a silencer in hand. This is Marco.
Yo, Nunz, you alive?
Could I tell you if I wasn't?
Good one, Nunz.
You see anything?
I had a gull in my sights. Let him go.
Good decision.
Yeah, well, I figured.
Nunzio shushes Marco, listening to the rustle of a garment. He tiptoes around the corner and fires point blank into the mist. Silence. He turns to go. Blam! Nunzio is knocked overboard by the shot. Marco rushes over, glares into the drink, and howls.
Bastardo! You'll pay for that! You're a dead man walking!
Another blam, and Marco spins into the drink. Splash! A tiny figure, a woman, toddles out of the haze, a sawed-off shotgun in wrinkled hands, wearing shades and sucking a Tootsie Pop. This is Nona.
I ain't no man, and I'm barely walking, but my trigger finger still works!
Scene 6. Capo Vincenzo is seated in his deck chair, lap robe tucked tight, petting Benito. Beside him sits Nona in her chair, lap robe and shades, sucking her Tootsie Pop as LaDonna paces.
The fog. She's breaking up. We gonna have smooth sailing.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on here? I thought we wasn't meeting up with Luigi's Nona till we reached port.
That was Luigi's plan, not ours. I ain't Luigi's Nona. I'm Vincenzo's Nona.
The hell? That's Vincenzo's hand.
The hell you say?
The hell I do. This is my bambino.
Pinches Vincenzo's cheek.
So where's my Luigi?
Nona looks both ways.
Beats me. You seen him, Vinny?
You're lying through your teeth.
Caught me.
Takes out her false teeth, shoves them back in.
Hardy ha, very funny.
Nona smiles.
I ain't seen Luigi since this morning. When he saw me, he almost had a stroke. Not the Nona he was expecting. Natch, I was expecting him. I barely took one slug to knock him overboard. Could have pushed him with my tiny arm.
Flexes.
Strega, you nasty witch!
Nona flips back lap robe to reveal a shotgun, hauling LaDonna up short.
You don't know the whole story, babe.
I don't know nothing.
Ain't that the God's truth?
Luigi wasn't on board to go help his Nona. He was after a quarter mil in ice.
Diamonds!
South African, uncut.
Ladro thief!
I stole him fair and square. Luigi tried to boost the stuff from me. He didn't do squat.
Nona shakes head.
That ain't professional.
Dishonest is what it is.
But he didn't know where Vinny stashed the ice. Drove him crazy.
He was frantic. A frantic man makes mistakes.
See?
So, this bloodbath's over diamonds?
Quarter million's worth.
So long as there's greed, there will be blood.
Well, ain't you the greedy one?
Hell yes. Greedy as they come.
Pat's known as Nee.
Learn from the best.
Why should I believe liars? Bugiardi.
Suit yourself, Toots.
Nona and Kappa Vincenzo exchanged a glance.
Should we show her?
Sure. You was always fond of ice, Toots.
Still I am, baby.
Capo Vincenzo brings out Benito and pulls off his collar.
Ingenious, no? This little ladro's been holding a stash all along. What the? Niente!
Noodles rounds the corner, followed by two tall men in black.
Looking for these, boss?
Opens hand to reveal diamonds.
Bastardo!
Starts up, till drawn guns of the federal agents stops him.
Give it up, Nona. Drop the lupara.
She does so.
No more pasta fazool for you!
Noodles grabs his heart.
Oh, it hurts. What could I do, boss? It was you or me. Easy choice, no? I flipped. With these gents has offered me a relocation, all expenses paid. A new house, car, identity, fresh start. Your crew will never find me.
We'll find you.
Yeah, keep peeking through them bars. You'll land soft, boss. You always do. Hope they put you in the kitchen, Nona. You'll be wasted anywhere else.
Like to poison your pasta. Rato!
One of the feds nudges Noodles, who hands back the diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Almost forgot. Well, enjoy the rest of your cruise.
Go to hell.
Not an option at the present. Someday, who knows, might even see you there.
This has been a special presentation of the original radio play, Wetworks, written by Steve Falcone and performed by the Radio Players. This production was recorded live in the WSIU radio studios, post-production sound designed by Hanice Coopwood. WSIU's support of local performing arts is made possible by listeners like you. WSIU is powered by you.